So back to the Rainforest Alliance Espresso Beans by Express Coffee UK. You can check them out on the website expresscoffeeuk.co.uk. They're in Milton Keynes and they've provided a lot of coffees here for me to test and taste. And so how did this this bean behave? Well, the flow was good. I think I perfected that. The extraction time was 25 seconds. I've got a double shot here. And I've tried two different things. I've used my triple basket with 19 grams and I've used my double basket with 15 grams with a double spout. And it ran well. It ran maybe a touch, I wouldn't say fast, but the bean itself is sadly past its optimum time, which I'm very disappointed about because I was hoping to give that bean the fullest review that I can in its optimum window, because I'm sure that it's lost a bit of its quality by being just a little bit older. But listen, there are so many roasters and they've roasted for years like that, and it's only the third generation of roasters that have paid more attention to that optimum window. They've also tried and tested and stuck with roasting a little lighter on the espresso profile than the, let's say, second generation and still valid generation of people are roasting. And there's a lot of coffees that you can taste and that are very passable that actually have that darker profile. The only thing that I and my palate has distinguished, because I'll tell you a little story. When I was 14, I had a coffee and I hated it. I had it in Austria. Big tradition of coffees in Austria, the Italian roasting method, obviously, just across the border, reaching Austria, and they all roasted a bit darker. Well, I have to plaster this with sugar, and I don't take sugar. I can't have sugar. So my beans have to be really full of notes, full of flavors, full of harmony, and no bitterness at all for me to appreciate it. So these coffees are around, but coming back to Rainforest Alliance Espresso Bean, fully Arabica bean here, it is a very strong bean, and it is strong because the roast is quite dark. And I don't want to put sugar in. So for me, it is not as smooth as it can be. Yes, it's full-bodied, but also I feel that taking the roast a bit further loses some of the quality of the bean. And that makes me sad in a way. But again, I'm not here to knock that bean. A lot of people would enjoy that bean. A lot of people would enjoy adding milk to it and adding sugar to it. It's not my thing. So I would like to see that roast slightly lighter.